two teams, each equipped with a legendary quarterback, offensive playmakers, and stout defenses. But there's just one AFC trophy and one spot available in Super Bowl 50. It's championship week in Denver. Broncos country, unite. In the Zone with Coach Kubiak kicks off right now.
Welcome into In the Zone with Coach Kubiak, playoff edition. Coach, here we go. Your team is here. Now, you have been there several times as an offensive coordinator in the AFC Championship game. Never have you been there as a head coach. Feel any different this time around?
No, you know what? It feels the same. I mean, it's just great to be working this time of year. You know, it'll be one of the Final Four, but yeah, I have been in this game a few times, so this will be my first time as a head coach. The preparation's the same, you know. The attention, a little bit different, but we're excited about it. We're having a good week so far, and looking forward to the game.
I wouldn't assume you have to give a lot of rah-rah type speeches this week. The guys know kind of what's in front of them.
Really, you try to give them information. The emotions and stuff this time of year, they're fine with. It's really information, keeping their poise. We talk a lot about relishing the moment that you're in, the fact that you're playing in these games and how hard they are to get to. So I want them to enjoy it. They've done the work. I want them to enjoy it.
And I guess if they do need reminding, a guy like an 18-year veteran, Peyton Manning, isn't a bad guy to kind of help remind him of that. We do have Peyton talking about that. What opportunity is ahead of him this week?
No matter how you get here, it's an exciting opportunity, and it's certainly not one that you take for granted. To play in the AFC Championship is a real honor, and I think our team realizes that. I know I certainly do.
Yeah, he's exactly right. I mean, it's just, you know, he's been in many of them. But we got guys like DeMarcus. Look at the Hall of Fame career he's had. He's never played in one before. So it really makes you appreciate it. But we got a good football team. We've worked really hard this year to get there. Everybody's been involved, and we'll need them all this weekend.
We'll have you break down the Patriots coming up in a little bit in the show. But a lot of talk certainly about Brady versus Manning, part 17. It's a great team sport, football, obviously. So it's hard to say, is this one of the greatest sports rivalries, but as an individual kind of rivalry, the Magic versus Bird, can you go there and kind of say this is a great rivalry?
Well, I was asked about that during the week, and the way I would answer that, first off, it's a compliment to these two guys. You can't have a rivalry unless you last a long time. They both lasted a long time. They both won a lot of football games. Hall of Fame players and Hall of Fame people. So I think it's really special, but there's two good football teams going at it this weekend. The one that plays the best will be successful.
Offense, you guys had a number of drops last week. Is that being addressed this week?
Oh, yeah, it's addressed all the time. But, you know, the great thing as a coach, you know you got the right players when they're addressing it before I have to say anything. So it was a tough week to play. The wind was whipping around. It was tough, but we expect to make those plays, and those same guys need to come back this week and make them.
One of your star wideouts, Demaryius Thomas, talking about not only improving with those drops, catching some more footballs, also having a better performance against New England. He had a bad game against New England back in week 12.
I think as receivers, you know, of course, we got to catch more passes after practice, before practice. And then as in addressing, you know, from 2 years ago and now, I think they're going to play us the same way. I think it's, you know, the receivers going out and making plays, beating their corners, because I feel like he'll get manned. He's kind of similar to his last time. And you know I challenged myself this time to go out and, you know, play better than I did the last time I played, because I only had one catch.
We're talking about drop balls. It's a little tricky because I don't think you want guys to think about too much. Kind of like fumbling. You don't want them to think too much about not catching or not holding onto the football, but yet you do.
Well, the thing about DT, he's going to get a lot of chances, you know, and I have such confidence in him. He's played really big for us this year. There have been a couple of rough days from that standpoint, but he always bounces back, and he wants the ball. So we'll give him every chance we can, but we're going to need everybody.
All right. We'll be back with more from Coach coming up in just a minute. But for now, let's go into studio where Raul Martinez is standing by with this week's Behind Enemy Lines.
All right, thanks, Nick. Everyone knows about the names Brady, Edelman, and of course Gronk, but the key matchup for this championship game will be in the trenches. And behind enemy lines this week, we look at the bookends for the Patriots' defensive line. Now, Rob Ninkovich and Chandler Jones have combined for 19 sacks and 96 tackles on the year. In the Week 12 game against the Broncos, Jones had an interception and a forced fumble, while the 10-year vet Ninkovich had 6 total tackles and a sack. Keeping these two away from Peyton will be the key if the Broncos are going to move on to the Super Bowl. And for this week's Stop of the Game, brought to you by the Colorado Quitline, what may be the biggest play of the game and the reason the Broncos are playing again this weekend, Bradley Roby with the huge forced fumble in the fourth quarter as the Steelers were on the move. DeMarcus Ware there for the recovery. Remember, the Broncos were trailing at this point. The offense then took the ensuing drive in for a touchdown to take the lead. Great play by Roby. And we are just getting started here on In the Zone with Coach Kubiak. Coming up, C.J. Anderson scoring the game-winning touchdown and joins us as this week's player guest. Plus, a recovering Denver police officer and huge Broncos fan is honored in this week's This is Broncos Country. That's coming up next.